Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't miss out on what's happening around Philly this weekend. It's the KYW to-do list.
I'm Mike Daugherty. The Birds are back, and there are plenty of places to catch the game outside of the link. Kraft Hall on Delaware Ave in Philly has $10 pitchers and a mini football field for the kids to play. Stove and Tap in Lansdale is offering $5 cheesesteaks and $2 Lansdale lagers during every game this season. Evil Genius Beer Company in Fishtown also has specials during the game, plus a happy hour after the game if the Eagles win. It's First Friday this weekend. The Barnes Foundation has live jazz from the 50s, 60s, and 70s Friday night. Students get in for $10. At the Head and the Hand in Philly, 25 artists and authors are showcasing their work. It's free to attend. More than 20 restaurants will have food and drink to sample at the Kimberton Fairgrounds on Saturday afternoon in Phoenixville, and Allentown's Beer Fest is Saturday from 1 till 5. Live music and 100 beers to try. Tickets are $34.
For more of the KYW to-do list, go to kywnewsradio.com/to-do.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.